Masechtas Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Eis Shebo Avisinu La'aretz. At the time when our forefathers came into Eretz Yisrael, they went from Mitzrayim through the Midbar, they came into Eretz Yisrael. Matzu Natua, they found trees that were already planted. Pater, those trees are exempt from the Lachas of Arla, they can eat from the fruit immediately. This is because the Pasuk says, Kisavayu La'aretz, Unatata, when you come to the land and you plant. So they didn't plant these trees. They were already pre-planted, so they didn't have to have the halachas of Arla. Afal pi shelo kavshu, even though they didn't fully conquer Eretz Yisrael. This was Kisavayu. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, even before they conquered the whole thing, afal pi shelo kavshu chayev. They were already obligated. So if they would come in and plant trees, even before they finished conquering, that they would be already obligated to have the halachas of Arla on trees planted after they came in. Hanitei l'rabim, if someone plants trees for the public use, so it's not for private use, still, chayev, he's obligated in Arla, the first 3 years. Rabbi Yehuda Peiter, Rabbi Yehuda exempts him. The disagreement over here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is regarding the drasha. The Pasuk says lachem, which is plural, and therefore the Tanakam learns that it's coming to include even trees planted for the rabbim, for the public. Rabbi Yehuda understands that there's a ribay after ribay. There's two inclusions, which then flips it to become a miut, and it's coming to exclude when it's planted for the rabbim, and therefore he patters. Hanitei b'rishas rabbim. So the Mishnah now gives a list of several cases that are obligated in Arla. Hanitei b'rishas rabbim. Someone who plants in rishas rabbim in public property. There is a chiyuv arla. Va'ayvik kichavim shenata, and a non-Jew planted a tree. So there is a chiyuv of arla. Va'gazlan shenata, someone who stole property and planted in that property. Va'naiteir b'sfina, someone who plants a tree in a boat. The Rav says this is specifically talking about an earthenware bottom boat that the roots of the tree will eventually be able to penetrate through the bottom and reach ground. And then even before they penetrate, it's already considered planted in the dirt. And a tree that grew naturally on its own, fruit fell, seeds grew, and even though it wasn't planted, but if it grew on its own, and the Rav says it's in a developed area that has people there, so it's considered planted for the fruit, in all these cases, chayav arla, there is an obligation of arla that he has to let he cannot benefit from the first 3 years of fruit. Mishnah Gimel. Ilan Sheneker Vasela Imay, a tree that got uprooted, and the sela usually means a rock. Over here it's referring to a large clump of dirt that's tangled in the roots. So there's this Vasela Imay, the tree got uprooted with a clump of dirt together with it. Or Shtafai Nar, the river swept away a tree, Vasela Imay, and there's still dirt clumped in the roots. And then he replanted the tree. Does he need to count a new 3 years of Arla or not? So, im yachol lichyes, if the tree was able to live from the clump of dirt that it had in its roots alone, then pater, it's exempt. Even when he replants it, it's considered that it was never separated in the first place, because it was always in contact with enough dirt to live. But if it wouldn't be able to live off of that dirt, so then it's considered newly replanted, chayiv, it's going to be obligated in Arla, and he has to wait 3 years before benefiting from the fruit. Now, that's when the tree was uprooted. Here it talks about where the tree stayed stationary, but the dirt got removed from underneath the tree. Nekar hasela mitzidei. If the clump of dirt under the roots was nekar, got removed away from the roots, bearing the roots. Aisha ziazatu amachresha, or the plow shook up the ground there and it caused a shifting of the dirt. Aisha zizai, or there was some other shaking that caused vasai ka'afar, made the clump disintegrate into fine dirt, and the roots became uncovered. So in this case, that the roots became uncovered, he later covers the roots with dirt. Is this considered a new planting or not? Im yachol lichyais, if it was able to survive and live in the state when the roots got uncovered, putter, it's still going to be exempt from arla, even when he recovers the roots with dirt. It was never considered uprooted and replanted. Bimlav, but if the roots were so bare that there was not enough for it to live on, then chayev, when he recovers the roots, it's a new planting and he's going to be obligated in Arla, a new 3 years to wait before benefiting from the fruit.